going to be holding yet again.
So the officials try to square this one away. And it does appear to be on Cass City. As they're looking to the Lakers sideline to see how they want to handle this one. It is a hold against Cass City, so that negates the 7-yard run from Nick Perry. Replay the down, a loss of 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which is at the 13-yard line. So this will push Cass City all the way back to, again, the 23-yard line. They can't see him. Every time they move forward, Dave, they get pushed right back.
That's one step forward, two steps back for this offense. I know this defense is physical. You have to trust your instincts, trust your blocking ability, and do what you can for as long as you can, but you cannot hold. Those 10 yards can be costly. They've already paid for it twice on this drive alone.
2:45 left in the first quarter. It's 7:17 on Sports Radio 102.1. We are absolutely flying here. One wide each way, pro set. Cathrell in the pistol, staying in the pocket, rolling to his right, throwing this down into the end zone. It is hits the hands, and it's a little over the head of his intended receiver down in the corner there. That would be...
It's got to be
That's
got to
be number 10, Brendan Hamilton, it looks like. The senior running back, and incomplete pass. Fourth down and 17 to go from the 23-yard line.
I know it's 17 yards to go. I would rather see a play of 7, 8, or 9 yards if you have it in you. I don't necessarily see going for the end zone there, especially it was one-on-one coverage with Brennan Wisner standing at the 5-yard line just reading the play. And when Cathrell rolls to his right, guess who rolls with him? That's Brennan Wisner. So technically when the ball got there, it was double coverage. It was a good throw. He gave his receiver a chance to haul it in, but it was a little overthrown, and Brendan Hamilton not able to haul it in. So on fourth down and very long, you're going to see Cathrell spread him out here. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Nick Perry keeping Cathrell company.
And it's a high snap, and a flag flies, and it's going to be a false start on Cass City. As they call this one, the play dead as soon as it was snapped, and that's probably for the best, as that one went right over the head of Sandon Cathrell. Barely got a hand on it to bring it down, only for about an 8-yard loss before scooping it up, and that's exactly what it is, a false start. Disco Knight early in Cass City pushes them back another 5 yards, so it goes from a fourth down and 17 to a fourth down in a country mile, 22.
Well, the wide receiver to the right, was Luke Stern, was in motion when the ball was snapped, and Sandon Cathrell was waiting for Luke Stern to get to a certain spot before that ball was snapped, and it was obviously wasn't even looking. Like you say, lucky to even get a hand on it to deflect it down. So saw some miscommunication there with the center and then the guy in motion. So another 5 yards tacked onto that's going to make it fourth and 22 now for Cass City, and I wouldn't even be surprised now if you don't think about a pooch punt here of some kind, Clark.
Wing T to the left. Cathrell is under center. And it could have been a false start as well. Rolling to his left, throwing the pass. Flag flies. It's in out of the hands of Luke Stern. Incomplete pass, but we have a flag in the backfield.
I'll tell you
this one will probably be declined.
Would not have mattered anyway. He should have caught that ball. There's no reason he shouldn't have, but even if he'd have caught it, he'd have been out of bounds at about the 14 or 13-yard line. He was well short of the first down, but at least it would have changed field positions dramatically.
And we have offsetting penalties from what I could tell from the signal there.
Well,
so, regardless, though, it offsets and gives the ball back to the Lakers after an incomplete fourth down pass.
Apparently offsetting penalties aren't a replay of down, huh?
Apparently not. All right, so moving on to our fourth drive of the night. We've had two turnover downs and one punt. Two turnover downs in credit to the Laker defense, stopping Cass City twice on fourth down. Lakers gets the ball back with 2:23 left in the first quarter, and they have it at their own 28-yard line.
Well, a game of defense so far, not much happening on offense. That was by far the best drive of the night. A couple 11-yard runs in there, but penalties killed that drive for Cass City. They have to clean that up. You cannot have false start penalties, and especially not holding penalties. So we'll see if Cass City's defense is up for the task again.
And we have a flag flying, and this is going to be, I do believe, another false start as we have.
This one's on the defense.
I would say offsides, in fact.
I think it is. I think Connor Sines, number 51 of Cass City, jumped early.
And they're marching off 5 yards in favor of the Lakers. So this makes up a first down in 5 for the green and white now, as they have a total offense at the moment of -4 yards. And now we have a timeout called by Cass City, their first of the first half, as it's a 0-0 tie right here on the WLW Sports Network with 2:22 left in the first quarter. Laker ball at their own 28-yard line.
Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin of Pigeon support our schools and our athletes. Pigeon Telephone is your local telephone company serving Pigeon and Sandpoint residents. Now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company, Sandpoint residents. You can switch right now, keep your same phone number, and get a wider local calling area. Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon is everyone's favorite stop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're open 7 days a week with lunch and dinner specials and great prices too. Stop in Tuesdays for Mexican Fiesta Night. Thursdays are Oriental Stir Fry Night. Fridays they have an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And Sunday is their famous breakfast buffet. Hard Joe's Ben Franklin in Pigeon is your local crafting, supplies, and project store. Projects like knitting, scrapbooking, crocheting, sewing, and crafting. With fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more, you're sure to find everything you need. That's Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all of Pigeon.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Lakers facing a first down and 10 from their own 28, and they actually pitch it out to no one else but Jake Kretschmer, running on one ankle, and he gets out for an 8-yard gain, brought down by number 20, Jared Nagel, the junior for Kansas City. Second down and 2 from the Laker 36-yard line. Two wide to the left, double wing offense. In the shotgun would be Wisner. Man in motion to the left, that'd be Taylor Cady. Rolling to his left, and he is brought down in the backfield for a huge sack. And he blasted right through that line and brought Brennan Wisner down. That would be Hank Janik, I do believe. Nope.
No, it looks like number 20, I think. It's definitely the first digit to 2. No, it's not 20 either. It's 88, it looks like.
Wyatt Dixon, that'd be the defensive end. With the huge 8-yard loss on the sack, as he went untouched through that line of Lakers and brought Brennan Wisner, and he had no chance at it with that one at all. 106 left in the first quarter, and we have a momentarily stop as looks like we have some headlights on down in the end zone.
Hey, you got to announce that the lights got to be shut off in the north end zone. Car lights.
So, got to love a thumb football game here, Dave.
Absolutely. Turn your headlights off so we can see the football. It's not going to help us any. Those Kansas City uniforms are difficult to see those numbers.
We'll play through any type of weather. We'll play in any sort of conditions except headlights. Third down and 10 for the Lakers. After an 8-yard loss on the sack, back at their own 28-yard line. 1 minute left in the first quarter. Wisner staying in the pocket, rolling that to his passes to his right, and it's overthrown. Reaching out was Preston Warren. Incomplete pass, and now a fourth down and 10 for the Lakers with 55 seconds left in the first quarter. No score yet in Kansas City, and the punt team comes on for the green and white.
Well, battle of defenses. This time, Kansas City's defense wins the battle, is able to slow down that Laker offense with a sack in the backfield.
So Brennan Wisner back to punt with 55 seconds left of the first quarter. Deep back for the Kansas City Redhawks there at their own 40-yard line. High punt from Wisner brought into the 37-yard line by number 10, Brendan Hamilton, and he's brought down at the 39 for only a gain of a yard. Adam LaGalda on the special teams tackle brought him down right on the spot. 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Kansas City back on offense. Still no score.
Good special teams coverage there by Lakers, able to flip the field. Cassidy's offense going to take over yet again. This time, though, on their own 40-yard line, going to have to see if they can get out of their own way this time and get into Laker territory. They kind of blew an opportunity there early in the first quarter with two drives starting in Laker territory. This time with a long field ahead, they're going to come out and spread it out just a little bit with a wide receiver to the left and right.
And a delayed handoff to Brennan Hamilton. Come around the right end. He has green space. It's across midfield to the 40. It falls on his way back to the 23-yard line. He lost it at the 33, and he brings it in at the 26-yard line at the end of that run for Brendan Hamilton from the 40 across midfield and finally down to the 27-yard line.
Wow. Well, I don't understand, guys. Put two hands on the football. Brendan Hamilton is just about to outrun the entire defense. Brennan Wisner is side by side with him and does everything he can just to get a hand on him, and Brendan Hamilton fumbles the football, but unfortunately, fortunately for him, when he fumbled, hit his knee and bounced forward, and he was able to jump and corral it for extra yardage, but a huge gain for Cass City.
A 33-yard gain. It's a handoff right up the gut for Cass City with 20 seconds left in this first quarter. Nick Perry gets the fullback dive right across the middle. Brought down by Corey Minetti, the linebacker for the Lakers, after a